Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies, your daily dose of inner child healing in just 5 minutes flat. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster ride, right? But what if I told you that those bumpy moments often stem from unresolved childhood wounds? Yep, you heard me right. We all have an inner child, that innocent, playful part of ourselves who craves love, acceptance, and security. But when things get tough in our younger years, whether it's a difficult family dynamic, bullying, or just feeling misunderstood, those experiences can leave deep imprints on our hearts and minds. And guess what? Those imprints can continue to shape our adult lives, affecting our relationships, self-esteem, and even our overall happiness. But don't worry, because you have the power to heal. Today, we're diving into 5 key takeaways that will help you start mending those childhood wounds and reconnect with your inner child. Because remember, a happy, healed inner child means a happier, more fulfilled you. First up, acknowledge and validate your feelings. This is huge. You've probably been told to toughen up or get over it, but suppressing your emotions only pushes them deeper into your subconscious. Instead, allow yourself to feel those old hurts, those fears, those moments of sadness or anger. Let them flow through you like water. Don't judge yourself for feeling them. Just acknowledge their presence and give yourself permission to process them. Next, practice self-compassion. You wouldn't talk down to a friend who's hurting, right? So why do we sometimes treat ourselves with such harsh criticism? Remember that your inner child deserves love and understanding, just like anyone else. Be kind to yourself, forgive past mistakes, including those oops moments from your childhood, and celebrate your strengths. You are worthy of love and happiness. Now let's talk about recreating a safe and loving environment for your inner child. Think back to the things that brought you joy as a kid playing in the park, building sandcastles, reading bedtime stories. Incorporate those activities into your adult life. Maybe it's getting crafty, taking walks in nature, or simply setting aside time for playful fun. Remember, play is essential for healing and well-being, no matter your age. Ever feel like you're stuck in a negative thought loop? That's your inner child trying to protect itself from pain. It's important to challenge those negative beliefs with positive affirmations. Tell yourself things like, I am worthy of love, I am strong and capable, or I am creating a happy and fulfilling life for myself. Believe it or not, the more you repeat these affirmations, the more your subconscious mind will start to accept them as truth. Finally, seek support when needed. Healing isn't always easy, and sometimes we need a helping hand. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can be incredibly beneficial. Sharing your experiences and vulnerabilities allows for healing and growth. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Now, let me share a quick example. Imagine Sarah, who always feels like she's not good enough. This stems from her childhood when she was constantly compared to her siblings and never felt truly appreciated for who she was. By acknowledging these feelings of inadequacy and practicing self-compassion, Sarah can start to rewrite her inner narrative. She can begin to replace those negative beliefs with positive affirmations like, I am unique and valuable, and make time for activities that bring her joy, reminding herself of her own worthiness. Okay, beautiful souls, let's recap. We talked about acknowledging your feelings, practicing self-compassion, recreating a safe environment for your inner child, challenging those negative beliefs, and seeking support when needed. Remember, healing is the journey, not the destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for your inner child. It's worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways that you nurture your inner child? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's create a supportive community where we can all heal and grow together. Don't forget to subscribe to Shadow Work Quickies for daily doses of inner child love. Until next time, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.